Let's begin. So we're going to read in Vayakel. We begin. Vayakel Moshe has called us B'nei Israel. V'yomar Lehem. Moshe assembles all of the nation of Israel. And he says to them, Ela Dvarim Shertziva Hashem Lassos Lassam. These are the things that Hashem commands you to do them. Sheshes Yamin Te'asem Lacha. 6 days work should be done. V'yomar Shvish Shiyan Lachem Kodesh. Shabbos Shavashav Lassam Lashem. 7th day of Shabbos. Kol Osa Bamlacha Yumas. Anyone does work will die. Los Varesh, Chomosh Vosechem, Yom HaShabbos, don't kindle a flame on Shabbos. And then after that, he talks about what? The building of the Mishkan, right? So Rashi says, wasn't it Vayakel Moshe? Macha Rashi Yom HaKippurim, Kishayarat Minahar. Moshe comes down on Yom Kippur with the second set of Luchos, right? They sit with the golden calf, comes to the second set of Luchos. He comes down from the mountain. And Vayakel, he gathers them. And it says, Edo, said Loshon, he feels she'edo osef anashim biyadayim, elahein nesafim al pi diburo. He says that they are gathered based on his speech. In other words, Moshe assembles everyone. So here is my question. What's interesting is that we don't find this Loshon of Vayakel, of Moshe assembling all the B'nai Israel together. Sometimes Vayadaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Hashem speaks to Moshe, Moshe speaks to B'nai Israel, and he may instruct. It doesn't mean he necessarily spoke to all of them together. Here, there's like an assembly of all B'nai Israel together. And my question is, why? Why of all the times where Moshe is telling them a halacha or telling them stuff, why does he have to assemble all of them? Presumably the other times he probably told some people and they told other people, they told other people, etc., etc. Why does Moshe need here to assemble all of the B'nai Israel? Thoughts?
Well, if it's right after the Chet HaEgel,
yeah.
So he wanted to address everyone right. Together, you know, to hear from him what they had done and to listen what he's saying applies even after what they had all done.
So he's saying to sort of to say like Hashem's still with you and like everything is still good. That's the point. Okay.
Maybe it's because of its importance. To stress that it's more important, so important that he's telling everybody.
What's important?
What he has to say.
What does he have to say?
About Shabbos, about Shabbos. The Mishkan.
Shabbos, Mishkan, okay, yeah. Anything else? I have 9 answers.
He doesn't trust them to, you know, after what happened, if he doesn't tell them directly, he doesn't trust that they're going to hear it.
Yeah, but this is the only time he does it. It's not every time. It's only time.
Right, but it's right after Chet HaEgel.
So he needs to make sure initially to tell him. Okay. That's not one of the ones that I found. But I found, okay. But I have 9 answers. 9 answers. So hopefully one of them you'll like. Okay? Okay. The first is very practical. So the question also, is he focusing on the future or the past? Why is he assembling? So we're going to first go with the focusing on the future. Look at the Rashbam. Vayakel. Lokachas mikol echad machzeh shekel golgolos. Very practical. Moshe wanted to collect a half a shekel from everyone. So what do you do? They all come. They pay an entrance fee. Half shekel. Okay, very technical. So everyone needs to collect a half shekel. But maybe you can say that, like you said, he needs to speak to them personally, right? He wants to warn them. So Rashbam says also, v'gam la'zhiro amlechas ha-mishkon, also to warn them on the malacha of the Mishkan. This is very, very important. But why specifically? So Ibn Ezra says, she'ishmu ha-kol mipiv devar ha-mishkan, she'isnatvu. He's making an appeal. He wants everyone to be there. He's not going to tell someone. You know, like sometimes you make an appeal. You assign a few people to make phone calls or whatever. But maybe you get them all together, right? So Moshe gathers them all. There were different appeals. There was everyone's giving their half shekel. But there's also, in the beginning of Truma, it says, Kol ish asher yidven libo t'ichlus trumasi. Anyone can give what his heart carries him. So in other words, there was the membership, you know, dues, the half shekel, as we call it, the half shekel. And then there is the, you can give more if you want. So he's trying to inspire people to give. So that's why he wants to get everyone there together.
Rabbi, could it be on Melechas HaMishkan that's where we learn the 39 Melechos? And it started here with Sheshes Yamim about Shabbos. So maybe that's what he was going to give them more information
about Shabbos. Right? It's not about Mishkan, right? So I think what Jordan said is he talking about Mishkan or about Shabbos. So I think that right. The question is does he need to speak to them about the Melechas of Mishkan, let's say for donations, or is it have to do with Shabbos? The Midrash Agadah says what you're saying. It says, Vayakel Moshe, Hutzcha Parsha Zulios Bakhila. Why does this parsha need to be with an assembly? Lakila Mulahaziram Ala Shabbos. To gather them to warn them about Shabbos. Ki Yoser Min HaShabbos Ein Chumra Lo Ma'adim Lo Lacher. There's nothing more severe than Shabbos. It's very important, so everyone has to listen. Okay? The Chizkuni, right, and the interesting, and this may relate to the following question. When it says, Eila HaDvarim, these are the things. Is it referring to the Mishkan, or is it referring to Shabbos? So, for example, the Chizkuni writes, Vayakel Moshe Eskalas Bnei Yisrael, Kishayorad Minahar, Eila HaDvarim, these are the things, Shini Rotze Lamar Lachem, these are the things I want to tell you. Himalechas HaMishkan V'Kelav. So first he's saying, you got to build the Mishkan. Okay? Then he says, secondly, Shabbos. But maybe the assembly, Eilat Dvarim, is for the Mishkan. You should know, though, the Baal Turim says, Eilat Dvarim, he says, Darshu Rabbi Seidu, Mikan, the rabbis learned, Lishloshi Matesha Malachos, Lishabbos, Binyan Eila. The word Eila is the Malachos of Shabbos. Now how is that? 36. So let's see. Udvarim mash meshtayim. So Eila hadvarim. Dvarim are two. The hey hadvarim. That's three. And then plus Eila gamacha 39. Okay, whatever. Okay. You might be able to do better with your. Okay. Vafilo the kamakom siv Eila hadvarim. Lo deshin alay. Even though many times Eila hadvarim, we don't darshin it. Shiny hach. As if we're here. The chsiv emlachas hamishkan zeh davar. Vashani hach alichto Eila hadvarim. It already mentioned Zeh HaDavar and Pasuk Dal, but here it's mentioning Eila Dvarim. So it's telling you about Shabbos. So the point being, and that maybe Eila Dvarim is referring to Shabbos. So in other words, whether Moshe needs to gather them all together because he's about to tell them about the importance of donations, making a big appeal for the Mishkan, or is about the severity of Shabbos, may relate to what's the Eila going on. Ibn Ezra, next source, he said it's a Gaon, who says, Ke'ela Dvarim al Mitzvah Shabbos. It's a Mitzvah Shabbos. Yishkul k'nega kol mitzvos. Bavur avos malachos. Okay, but then he says, I think it's Ela as the deeds of the Mishkan. So it could be, why is Moshe telling them, let's say, so either he's making an appeal, or he's talking about Shabbos. Why is Shabbos so severe? Why specifically here? Maybe he's about to tell them, you're going to build a house for God. And they're so excited about building a house for God, but don't do it on Shabbos. That's like a little bit of a chiddush. Right, they assert worship a golden calf, so they want to build a house for Hashem. He said, but you can't do it on Shabbos, so that might be a very difficult thing for them to hear. So he needs to get them all together. But I'm saying we have three different approaches so far. One is practical; he's got to collect half shekel. Number two is that he needs to inspire them all together, one to make pledges for the Mishkan. It was a very successful appeal. He told them to stop. Right, it's the only appeal in history where no one told them no more. Okay. And number three is tell maybe the importance of Shabbos, the severity of Shabbos, especially in connection with the Mishkan. You stop building the Mishkan on Shabbos. The Yalkut Shemoni, number four, he says, Vayakel Moshe, Rabbi Seidi Bali Agada Obri Mitchilas HaTorah Vad Sofa Ein Baparsha Shedeba Barosha Vayakel Elazos Bava. This is the only section where we begin that Moshe gathers. Vayakel, he assembles them all together. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says to Moshe, "Asei lecha kilos gedolos udrosh lifnei harabim." Make for yourself big communities and give a drasha in public. What's your darshan? Hilchos Shabbos. Right, this is the origin of the Shabbos drasha. He says, assemble them for Shabbos. You can learn Hilchos Shabbos. So that this is like a model for future generations. That lahakil kilos b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos to gather communities every Shabbos v'lichdos about to be drashos and to gather in the base medrash lilmod lalamid lahoros Yisrael divrei Torah iser v'heter to learn the halachos of Shabbos k'dei shehei shmi agadol miskas bein banai so that my great name will be praised amongst my children mikan amru Moshe from here Moshe said. Tikkun lehem Yisrael, shu darshim b'inyanu shayom hilchos Pesach v'Pesach hilchos Atzeres Atzeres hilchos Chag v'Chag. Moshe also instituted. He told people that you're supposed to specifically learn the halachos of the holiday on that holiday. In other words, Because, right, you don't want to simply, like, do mitzvos of the day and not understand them. You want to appreciate them more. So how do you appreciate them? By understanding them. So Moshe said, you should learn about, Hashem says, you should teach the B'nai Yisrael this concept of you know, learning about Shabbos in public, teaching, having assemblies, having shiurim on Shabbos, about Shabbos, so people will appreciate Shabbos more, not just doing the mitzvah, but also the reasons why. And then Moshe went one step further. He said the same thing for Yom Tov as well. So that's the importance of this assembly is a model for the Shabbos drasha, or for shiurim on Shabbos, or learning Yom Tov and holidays to learn more about that particular the Isurim and the Heterim, what's mutter, what's aser on these days. Reason number five. We're now over halfway there. The Shir Ma'on. It's a commentary. He says the following. He says, Yesh ledaktik. One can infer. Sheparshas Kedoshim gam kein b'hakel nemra. The Parshas Kedoshim was also said when they were assembled. V'loksi ba v'yakel Moshe. He said in Kedoshim, it also says that Beru called das b'nei Yisrael, but doesn't use the lashon of v'yakel. He says, why? He says, v'yesh lomar. Look what he says. Deshvisa Shabbos gorem batala. You know, like basically, if you're resting on Shabbos, it could cause you to, like, you're doing nothing. What's bittul like? Wasting away. U'bittul mevi'a le'chirchur riv u'machlokas sinas chinam. Basically, what's it called? The devil, what's the idol, what's that expression? What's that saying? Like the idol time is like the devil. Idol's hands have worship, right? So like you're doing nothing, you're going to cause machloka. Like in other words, it's ideally, you know what Shabbos is about? You're not working, so you're contemplating the greatness of God, the greatness of Hashem, or you're not doing anything, so you can start fighting with other people. So he says, so how can you make Shabbos productive? What's the way to make Shabbos productive? The way to make Shabbos productive is L'chein Amar L'Hem Moshe, therefore Moshe says, in the page, Moshe says, Ba'akilam ba'achtus, you need to assemble them in unity. Eled varm shetziva shelassos l'sam, Lios, this is what Hashem commands. Lios ba'hakel v'achtus v'shalom yachad zel reishis v'achak tziva mal Shabbos. If you want to have a good Shabbos, you need to have achtus. Because basically, when people are busy during the week, they don't have time to fight. Because they have to do what they got to do, right? I mean, some people do have time to fight. But there's less of an opportunity to fight during the week because you're doing stuff. You're working or you're living. Shabbos is the time to reflect, to have conversations, to think about things, to talk about things. But it could also be time to bicker and to be upset this one, angry that one. So you need some Moshe and gathering all together says, you know what, I'm going to tell you about Shabbos. But the way to achieve a good Shabbos is achdus. Okay, number five. Now, this is, and the last. So the first six approaches are future-oriented. The last approach is future-oriented, is the Emes Yaakov, Yav Kamenetsky. V'yakel Moshe is called Das B'nei Yisrael. Ha'egel haya ha'hefach shemat Torah. He writes the following. The Egel, the golden calf, was the opposite of the giving of the Torah. Ki matan Torah. By matan Torah, Amar Rabbeinu Zichron Levracha, Chazal said what? V'yichan Yisrael ki ish echad b'leiv echad. Right? Klai Yisrael, it's a v'yichan in singular. They camp like one person with one heart. V'kan Amar B'Yerushalmi. And here they say in the Yerushalmi. Yud beiz agolim nasu. So apparently there's a Yerushalmi which says that they worshipped 12 calves. It wasn't one calf. There were 12 calves. Ve'avu le'lohus harbe. And they desired many different calves. Ve'hare matzinu elohei Moav elohei Adom v'chadom. There are many different gods. Ve'rei rak elohim acherim. Kolomar koach echad l'kol uma. Basically, there are many powers. Like there's one koach for every nation. Ve'lama ivu le'lohus harbe. Why did they desire many gods? Ve'al korchach shebeit ha'shvati batzom. Even they're worshiping the golden calf, they couldn't come to some kind of consensus. What type of, you know, I don't know, like what would their worship be like? And every tribe made a god for itself. There wasn't even achdus in the chet egel. There was a separate ego for each shevet. Therefore, kishabah Moshe lahazir es Yisrael ala mishkan. When Moshe comes to warn Klai Yisrael about the mishkan, chayisa avodaso harishod ala hakil osam. He wants to gather them. Kolomar la'ached osam b'malkam echad Ulamatrachas. So again, it's to create Ishachad Belevachad, Achtus for the building of the Mishkan. Because he saw there was no Achtus when they worshiped the golden calf. Okay? So the first six approaches. You think I would get so many in such a short period of time? First six approaches are why the assembly? Future oriented, practical. He needed to collect the half to Machshir Shekel. He wanted to inspire them personally about making an appeal for donations. He wanted to inspire them personally, each one, about the importance of Shabbos. Even though you're building a home for God, even though you're building a Mishkan, we still have to keep Shabbos. The importance, this was a model for future times when you're going to have the Shabbos drasha, gathering together, communities gathering together to learn Torah on Shabbos, about Shabbos, to learn on Yom Tov, about Yom Tov, etc., etc. The Achdus that's required for Shabbos, the time of Batola, and you have to have a sense of Achdus so you can be productive on Shabbos. And finally, it's the importance of Achdus that's necessary for the Mishkan, because Hashem saw that they didn't have Achdus in their spiritual goals. It wasn't simply one different God. They didn't have Achdus in their spiritual goals, so you need Achdus. But, as you mentioned, that maybe it's not simply about the future, about Shabbos. It's not simply about the Mishkan. It's about the past. This was after Chet Egel, sin of the golden calf. So the Ramban writes, Vayakel Moshe is called Asbin Yisrael. Yichlo called Asbin Yisrael, Hanashim Hanashim. So included in called Asbin Yisrael, the men, the women, Kichulamit Nadvu Melachas HaMishkan, they all donated the Melachas HaMishkan. So, and Moshe, after he commanded to Aaron and the Nesim, all Bnei Yisrael, and the men, about what Hashem told them at Har Sinai after he broke the Luchos, v'nasan al panav v'masvei, he put the mask on his face. Chazar v'tziva, he returned. He commanded. V'ki lo elav, and he assembled to him kol ha'ida, all the assembly, anashim, anashim, men and women. And this seems probably the day after he came down. He said to them, "Inyan Mishkan." He said to them the concept of the Mishkan. That was commanded before the luchos were broken. That the fact that Hashem had was appeased by them, and he gave them the second set of luchos. He entered into a new covenant. Sheyelech Hashem bekirbam, that Hashem would walk in their midst. Hine chazru l'kan Musa malavas klosam. He said, "We're back." That's what you're saying, Judah. In other words, Hashem had to say that we're back. Uviyadua shetiyah shchinasa besocham. Hashem had to make it known that Shechina was amongst them. Kiyin sheitzival tchila, like it was initially. Vasulim mikdash v'shachant besocham. Hashem said, "Make for me a mikdash, so I can dwell amongst them." Therefore, Moshe commands them now what was commanded before. In other words, he assembles them all together. He has a big assembly, and he says, "We're back. You sinned. You made a mistake. It was a really bad mistake. Some of your friends were killed, right, because of their sin. But we're back. So we need a whole assembly for that." Fascinating is the Midrash Agadah goes one step further. And it's not necessarily a reunification, simply that they're accepting a new covenant. The things that happen with respect to the Mishkan rectify the sin of the golden calf. Anyone know what is Vayakel? What was there a Vayakel or Kehilah when it came to the Echad Egel? Was that Lashon used at all? You think about it? Now we're going to see certain terms that are used with the Mishkan were terms that were used by the Egel. So, for example, Vayakel Moshe Zeshemar Kasuv Mi Keachacham Yodea Pesher Devar. How do you solve certain issues? Ashrei Amatzadikim Shiyodim Lasos Pshar. So Pesher, to make a Pshara, to make a compromise, a reconciliation. Happy are the Tzadikim who know how to make a Pshara, reconciliation between Yisrael Avim Shemayim, between Klai Yisrael and their Father in Heaven. L'fichach amar Moshe Rabbeinu, alav Hashem v'yakel. Why say v'yakel? Tavo, let's see, v'asuli mikdash. So first of all, he said, God said v'asuli mikdash. U'dechaper ma'ase ego. This will atone for the sin of the ego. Why? What did it say? Kum ase lanu Elohim. So how is this, right? because it says, "Asay lanu Elohim, make for us a God," and then what does Hashem say? "Ve'asu li mikdash." So the making of the Mishkan will be rectifying the kum asay lanu Elohim, and then "Vatavo kihilas Moshe Benu," the assembly of Moshe, because what does it say? "Ve'yakel Moshe es kodas bnei Israel u'dechaper kihilas Aaron." What was the kila of Aaron? What was the assembly? "Vayikahel ha'am al Aaron." Remember that? And the people assembled on Aaron. So what's going to happen? The kihila Moshe rectifies the kihila on Aaron. And it's more than that. They have a number of examples. It says, "Kuma say," right? What did it say? You skip a line here. They said, "Kuma say la Elohim." It says, "Zeh davar." Right? He says the speech of Moshe, you know, is atones for the speech of Aaron, and the speech of Zeh HaDavar is Mechaper, and the speech of Ki Zeh Moshe HaIsh, Zeh HaDavar, Zeh Moshe HaIsh, Zeh and Zeh. And we also have Eila HaDvarim, that we say now, these are the things, versus Eila HaLech Yisrael, these are the God Yisrael. Also the giving of the gold, the giving of the gold for the Egel, right? So you have a lot of, so in other words, the Vayakel is just one ingredient in rectifying the sin of the golden calf. Okay, so we have eight. One more. Okay, final thing is, not only, in other words, if we're trying to get back, right, this is coming after sin of the golden calf. So they need to show that what they reconciled with who? With God. You know, who else? Who else might they also need to reconcile with?
Moshe.
And why do you think they really need to reconcile with Moshe? Why do you think they could tell with Moshe?
They didn't trust him.
They didn't trust him, okay. But what happens when he comes back down? What does it say? He's angry. He breaks the luchos, but he goes back up to God. He comes down with the second set of luchos. So then what happens? Lamedal, Lamed Gimel. Ve'echal Moshe midaber itam ve'itein al pram masveh. Moshe put a mask on his face. Uvavo Moshe lifnei Hashem midaber ito yasir asam masveh. And Moshe comes before God to speak with him, the second last source here. He removes his mask, I'd say so, until he comes out. What happened? Moshe had right? So he speaks to God. And then V'ra'u B'nei Yisrael's P'nei Moshe. The B'nei Yisrael see the face of Moshe. Ki Karan or P'nei Moshe. And his face, his skin lights up. And he places sometimes the mask on his face, ad bola de berito, until he speaks to God. So Moshe wore a mask. Moshe's face is shining. So it's always a question, like, is it that Bnei Israel sunk to a low level? Did Moshe rise to a new level? Maybe both. But there clearly is this feeling of distance, right? And we don't know. We know that Moshe in heaven was saying what? If you get rid of Bnei Israel, erase me from your book. We know that Moshe was the great defender of the people. What did the Bnei Israel see? Moshe comes down, he gets angry at them, he throws down the rocks, Mila Shemilai, they kill a bunch of people. I don't know. I mean, I don't know when the Bnei Israel finally read the book. Right? So I don't know if they were privy to what was going on up in Shemayim, where Moshe is pleading with God not to destroy the people. So the people feel very distant from Moshe. So the Or Chaim HaKadosh writes, V'yakel Moshe, Tzarech l'das tab shehu tzarech lobar v'yakel. Why did it say v'yakel? Achre, shehu davar haragil b'chalis, asher yitzaveh davar. Like, you know, how is this different than, you know, every other time we command him? V'nira, it seems. Ki letzad shero'u. Ki karan or panav. When they saw that his face was, skin was lighting up, shining. Vayiru mi geshes elav. They were afraid to come close to him. Yes, God has forgiven us. It's one thing, you know, if someone forgives you, you can say, yeah, you're forgiven, but like, you know, keep your distance. Like, I'll let you live because I have mercy on you. But sort of keep your distance. Lezehu tzarech lahakios kulam laval yimanuk sas mehamora. He's trying to tell them, like, you don't have to be so afraid. In other words, and that's why it's the whole assembly. In other words, it wasn't about only reunifying with God and create a new bris, new covenant. It's also to reunify with Moshe Rabbeinu after the sin of the golden calf, because Moshe was on a different level. So we began, we want to speak about one word, Vayakel, the big assembly. There are probably other reasons. I just like to look at some of the farshim, so I found 9. It'd be nice if I could have found 10. I wanted to find 10. But 9 means there's probably more. So I wanted to share with you, in other words, why specifically here? Many times, Moshe may have spoken to a lot of people. He didn't. Why specifically here is it very important to say Vayakel? And I think you can look at this as what's going to be in the future, right? Collecting dues, donations, Shabbos, model for the future, importance of Achdus, right? For either Achdus for Shabbos, Achdus for the Mishkan. But also, maybe what's going on here is what's very necessary also. That let's say, you do tshuva. Let's say you have an issue with someone, issue with God, whatever the case is, like, there are two different aspects. You kind of rectify a little bit with the mistakes you made and try to make it up to the other person. You also have to repair the relationship. Right? We say in Shimon Esrei, right? There's Slach Lanu and there's Hashivena Bidon Sarasecha, right? Slach Lanu is we're asking God to forgive us for the sin, for the action. But we also want Hashivena Bidon Sarasecha. We want to return. We want to do tshuva. We want the relationship. So that was very important here also, to go forward with Shabbos, with the Mishka, with all these things. You need to reunify the relationship, not just with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but also with Moshe Rabbeinu.